Sustain. Maintain a financially viable and sustainable organization. This year, PWDA focused on our people, clients and members and improving their experiences. Professional development, improving accessibility and adopting new technologies were prioritized. PWDA also strengthened its position and impact through strategic alliances, expanded project work, products and services, and mission-driven partnerships. This work helps to increase the sustainability of our organization by attracting a range of diversified funding sources. PWDA Board. The past year has been exceptionally busy for our dedicated board of directors, who have consistently demonstrated a strong commitment to governance, representing our members, and amplifying the voices of our community. Despite the challenges of the relentless reform agenda, the board actively engaged with our membership throughout the year, ensuring the key priorities and concerns of our members were understood and addressed. Their passion and dedication, especially as volunteers, has been truly commendable. This year, the board focused on responding to important issues such as the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the Disability Royal Commission, DRC, the NDIS Review and NDIS Amendment Bill. They facilitated conversations in PWDA member forums, gave testimony at Senate hearings, and participated in webinars, advisory groups, and a vast amount of media engagements. Internationally, our board represented our members and community by speaking at the Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities 29th session in Geneva in August 2023. And presenting on the topic of upholding the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities for People with Psychosocial Disability in Korea in December 2023. Governance and succession planning, vital to PWDA's sustainability, also remained a key priority. This focus proved essential in a particularly challenging year, as the board not only navigated the significant issues affecting our community, but also demonstrated resilience in the face of constant change. At the PWDA Annual General Meeting, AGM, held on Wednesday the 15th of November 2023, we welcomed new directors Eva Seifus and Kevin Morris. They joined returning board directors Arun Baramundi, Heidi Badawi, Mareika Jonkers, Dr. Michelle Hyde, Nicole Lee, Presley Chihuri, Suresh Rajan, and Dr. Gila Hassanlu. The AGM also marked the departure of Co-Vice President Samantha Connor and Board Secretary Claire Gibellini, whose leadership and advocacy had helped navigate PWDA through the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and shape our responses to the DRC and NDIS review. Following the AGM and over the course of the year, the board saw Dr. Michelle Hyde, Nicole Lee and Dr. Gila Hassanlu make the decision to step off the board. Nicole Lee's departure in January saw Mareika Jonkers, one of our longest-serving directors, elected by the board as interim president until the 2024 AGM. Mareika's deep knowledge, experience and leadership ensured a smooth transition during this critical time for the disability community. Throughout the year, the Governance Advisory Group and Strategic Directions Advisory Group continued to provide valuable support to both the board and the operations team. PWDA extends immense gratitude to all past and present board directors for their tireless, game-changing advocacy on behalf of our members, the broader disability community, and our staff. Their passion, dedication, and voluntary efforts have been truly commendable, making a lasting impact on PWDA and the broader disability rights movement. Best practice and employment. As a leading disability organisation, being recognised as an accessible and inclusive workplace is critically important to PWDA. This year, we remained focused on supporting our workforce and improving our work environment. The ongoing COVID-19 pandemic continued to impact the way we worked and how we provided services. For our staff, the most important consideration was to keep them safe and improving our work environment in order to remain COVID safe. As staff became more accustomed to working from home, WFH, and wanting to offer our team flexibility, we initially trialled and then transitioned to hybrid work arrangements. Following on from the success of the hybrid work arrangements, the decision was made to downsize our Sydney head office and in turn reduce the financial cost to the organisation. To ensure the new office was accessible and met client, member and staff needs, a PWDA staff working group was formed to help design the new office space. This saw us introduce a specific room for client visits, increase the number of phone rooms and accessible facilities, and introduce sensory spaces for staff and clients to use. In May 2024, PWDA's Sydney office relocated to a new, more accessible and centrally located space at Suite 10.01, Level 10 Centennial Plaza, 300 Elizabeth Street, Surrey Hills. The COVID-19 pandemic also brought changes in the meeting preferences of our clients. This year, PWDA experienced a reduction in foot traffic at regional PWDA offices, while there was an increase in requests for in-home and telephone advocacy services. As a result, PWDA made the decision to close some of its regional offices. The Barrel office closed this year, and plans to close the Mount Isa office commenced. In place of a physical office, PWDA has now boosted regional advocate capacity to allow our advocates to travel directly to clients. The timely transition to a new telephone system allowed us to effectively meet the changing preferences of our clients for how they access our services. This year, PWDA strengthened our commitment to reducing our environmental impact by using sustainable practices in our day-to-day work. The implementation of new technology has allowed us to reduce staff travel and minimise printing and paper waste. Our new Sydney office has large windows that let in natural light, improving staff well-being while lowering energy usage. We also now follow a waste hierarchy system and have policies to ensure we think about the environment when making purchases. This includes looking at supply chains, how products are used, and recycling options at the end of the product's life. This year, PWDA implemented the final phase of our Information Communications and Technology ICT strategy, which saw us transition to cloud-based infrastructure. The upgrade, with its enhanced functionality, has significantly improved the quality of our employee, member, and client experience. The upgrade has also reduced cyber risks, strengthened security across our technology platforms, and introduced tighter controls to protect client data. The transition to our new cloud-based telephony system and the introduction of improved workflows and client-focused initiatives resulted in reduced wait times for client inquiries and information requests. During office hours, staff are now able to respond more frequently in real time and within 24 hours. The implementation of the new telephony system and Microsoft 365 and its collaborative tools saw further improvements to our employee experience. With the successful implementation of this phase of the project and an eye on continuous improvement, the team is now developing a PWDA staff intranet. The PWDA intranet will enhance staff collaboration, access to information and resources. We are also improving the employee experience when using our HR and payroll platform. Professional development remained a key priority across PWDA this year, with over 400 hours of training provided to our teams on topics such as trauma awareness in practice, accidental counselling, and trauma-responsive leadership. The training has provided practical skills and advanced knowledge to staff to help them best support clients and members. As part of our focus on professional development, we introduced PWDA's first performance framework, which includes work plans and professional development plans for all staff. This ensures every team member has clear goals and access to opportunities for growth and skill development. We also focused on succession planning and career development. We are in the process of developing a succession planning framework, including objective setting and performance reviews, as well as a Me+1 succession guide to provide clarity for roles and opportunities for career growth for staff. To further support the development of staff, professional development plans were included in our work plans, providing staff an opportunity to identify professional development goals. Each work plan is aligned to PWDA's 2022-25 strategic plan and yearly operational plan. In April this year, we welcomed Karen Karakaya as the Director of People and Culture, bringing over 14 years of experience, much of it in the for-purpose sector. Part of Karen's key focus is to review and strengthen our organisation's culture and continuously improve the experience of all PWDA employees. We also onboarded a new Manager of Governance and Compliance to ensure PWDA continues to meet its internal and external compliance requirements. Disability Inclusion Action Plan. This year, PWDA commenced the development of our first Disability Inclusion Action Plan, DIAP, with the help of Access Consultant and PWDA member Morwenna Collett. Our members, clients and staff contributed to surveys and focus groups to help lay the foundations of the DIAP. The DIAP aims to ensure that we remain accessible and inclusive to everyone in our community and work towards a society where the rights, belonging, potential and diversity of people with disability are recognised, respected and celebrated. What we have learned so far will guide the next stage of its development. Reconciliation Action Plan. This year, PWDA's inaugural Reflect Reconciliation Action Plan, RAP, was endorsed by Reconciliation Australia. We are one of the first organisations in Australia to produce a RAP easy read version, ensuring it is accessible to all. A highlight of our reconciliation work is a unique artwork created by PWDA member and Wiradjuri elder, Uncle Paul Constable Calcott. This artwork tells the story of our reconciliation journey and our commitment to deepening our relationships with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people with disability. Developing the RAP involved input from PWDA staff, including Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander staff, as well as members, clients and other stakeholders. We are deeply grateful to everyone who contributed to this important work and helped shape the actions we will take to support reconciliation. Image. Artwork by PWDA member and Wiradjuri elder, Uncle Paul Constable Calcott. Case study, Leanne Pringle, Senior Manager, Individual Advocacy, Queensland. Leanne Pringle joined PWDA as an individual advocate based in the remote Queensland region of Mount Isa. She brings extensive experience from roles in the Queensland Police Force, the mining industry, and the NDIS. Recognising the need for a holistic approach to disability advocacy, Leanne quickly established strong connections with local service providers, government departments and community organisations. Her dedication and community engagement efforts improved local awareness and understanding of PWDA's advocacy services across Mount Isa and access to much-needed support for people with disability in the local community. Leanne's commitment to making communities more accessible for people with disability and First Nations peoples has been a driving force in her work with PWDA. Quote from Leanne Pringle. In my role as a PWDA advocate, I continue to push for a tide of change in the local community. Everyone is responsible to make communities more accessible and accountable to people with disability and First Nations peoples. End quote. Image. PWDA Senior Manager, Individual Advocacy Queensland, Leanne Pringle, and Individual Advocate, Sean Connolly. In 2023, Leanne had the opportunity to move into a range of temporary leadership roles in the PWDA Individual Advocacy Team. During this time, she demonstrated her natural leadership skills. In early 2024, Leanne was successful in her application to the permanent role of Senior Manager, Individual Advocacy, Queensland. Throughout her employment at PWDA, Leanne has achieved many successful outcomes for clients, staff, and the organisation, including chairing the Health and Safety Committee, supporting the development and implementation of key safety policies, and the implementation of our safety management system. This year, Leanne worked on developing a PWDA Individual Advocacy Handbook to bring consistency and uniformity of practice and to build the capacity and confidence of advocates across PWDA. Beyond her professional achievements, Leanne is proud of her family, including her husband of 34 years, David, their three children and three grandchildren. Leanne has also been able to draw on her skills and knowledge from working with PWDA to advocate for her grandson with disability. Image. PWDA Senior Manager, Individual Advocacy Queensland, Leanne Pringle, and Individual Advocate, Sean Connolly. Qantas Carer Concession Card Program. The Qantas Carer Concession Card, QCCC, is issued to people with significant support requirements who, through a physical, sensory, intellectual, cognitive, or psychosocial disability or disabilities, are unable to travel on the aircraft without the full-time assistance of a carer. The QCCC allows cardholders and their carers to book discounted travel on Qantas flights. PWDA's corporate services team administers the program on behalf of Qantas. This year, PWDA produced 566 cards, bringing the total cardholders for the program to 1,400. NSDS Audit Summary. The National Standards for Disability Services, NSDS, were adopted by the Australian Government in 2014 for advocacy agencies like PWDA. These standards cover six areas. 1. Rights. 2. Participation and inclusion. 3. Individual outcomes. 4. Feedback and complaints. 5. Service access. 6. Service management. PWDA is regularly audited to ensure compliance with these standards, and PWDA uses them as a guide and benchmark and to support continuous improvement. This year, PWDA was audited against Standards 1, 3, 4 and 6 under both the NDAP and NDIS appeals programs. The audit also reviewed our systemic advocacy work funded by the Australian Government Department of Social Services, DSS. Auditors engaged with a random selection of PWDA clients, employees and senior management to assess practices related to client rights, individual outcomes, feedback and complaints, and service management. PWDA successfully passed the audit with no non-conformances. This outstanding result highlights the dedication and hard work of the PWDA team over the past 12 months in establishing effective processes to ensure best practice service delivery. ACFID Audit Summary. PWDA is a proud member of the Australian Council for International Development, ACFID, the peak body for Australian non-governmental organisations, NGOs, involved in international development and humanitarian work. As a member, PWDA is committed to upholding high standards of accountability, transparency and ethical practice, aligning with ACFID's Code of Conduct. This year's ACFID audit required PWDA to submit our annual report and financial statements to maintain accreditation, which we provided. We also completed the annual statistical survey, resulting in the issuance of our Certificate of Compliance.